At the White House news briefing today, reporters asked whether the soldiers in today's video conference with the president had been scripted. Spokesman Scott McClellan said no, that they were expressing their own candid views on the situation in Iraq. NPR's David Green has this report on the president's video conference and the preparations for it.
Whenever President Bush has what the White House calls a conversation with citizens, presidential aides leave nothing to chance. Whether the subject is Social Security, the economy, or the war in Iraq, every effort is made to smooth the presentation. Usually rehearsals are conducted before the news media are present, but today, sound of the preparation was available, streaming out of an audio line a half hour before Mr. Bush came into the room to chat with 10 U.S. soldiers and one Iraqi soldier in Tikrit. Here's what we heard.
All right. Well, you know what, you guys, this is an important time. The president's looking forward to having just a conversation with you. So let's have a good time today. You look great. You're doing a fabulous job. I'm going to ask somebody to grab those two water bottles against the wall and move those out of the camera shot for me.
Allison Barber is Deputy Assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Internal Communication. It was her job to speak to the soldiers from the White House to give them the lay of the land before they spoke to the Commander-in-Chief.
Captain Pratt, if you have the microphone and the President hears something and he wants more information, you just keep that microphone and talk to the President.
Okay.
All right, but if he gives us a question that's not something that we've scripted, Captain Kennedy, you're going to have that mic, and that's your chance to impress us all.
But to avoid such unplanned moments, Barber went through the themes of the president's questions to give the soldiers a chance to go through who would answer each.
That's going to go to Captain Williams.
And I'm going to give it back to Captain Kennedy.
And then in the last 10 months, what kind of progress have we seen?
To Master Sergeant Lombardo.
The soldiers were in place, all in fatigue, sitting on metal folding chairs in front of a few palm trees. They were beamed to the White House on a large plasma screen. In the run-through, Barber took the role of the president.
All right, here we go. I'm interested in how your pre-election operations are going. Can you give me a quick update on what you've been doing for the last couple weeks?
Good morning, Mr. President. My name is Captain Brent Kennedy from Maple Valley, Washington, here in Tikrit. To my right is Iraqi Sergeant Major Akil from the 5th Iraqi Army Division. We are working in northern Iraq right now with an operation, what we call Operation Saratoga. It's a surge of operations to prepare for the referendum.
And then it came time for the real show with the real president.
One of the questions I have is about the pre-election operations. About what you've been doing and what's your strategy and how do you think it's going for to make sure that people have a chance to vote. By the way, you're in Tikrit, as I understand it, as well. It's kind of an interesting place to be. It's Saddam's old stomping grounds.
Good morning, Mr. President. From Tikrit, I'm Captain Brent Kennedy. To my right is Sergeant Major Akil from the 5th Iraqi Army Division. We're working together here with the Iraqis and Task Force Liberty for the upcoming referendum. We're surging in an operation called Operation Saratoga that includes the securing of over 1,250 polling sites.
President Bush got to one soldier, Master Sergeant Corinne Lombardo, who seemed to catch his attention when she mentioned that she was in New York shortly after the September 11th attacks in 2001.
We had the honor of your visit to New York City on November 11th in 2001. When you recognized our rainbow soldiers for their recovery and rescue efforts at Ground Zero.
Were you there?
We began our fight against terrorism in the wake of 9/11, and we're proud to continue it here in North Central Iraq.
Let me ask you something. Were you there when I came to New York?
Yes, I was, Mr. President.
Yeah, I thought you looked familiar.
Well, thank you.
I probably look familiar to you, too.
The president wound up chatting with the troops, hearing from an officer from Tennessee.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Go ahead.
I'm First Lieutenant Greg Murphy from the 278th Regimental Combat Team from the Volunteer State of Tennessee. I want to tell you, sir, that we appreciate you coming with us today for this interview and hearing us express our confidence in the Iraqi security forces' role in the upcoming referendum. Sir, we're prepared to do whatever it takes to make this thing a success.
Then the president returned to the Oval Office, and the soldiers returned to preparing Tikrit for Saturday's referendum. David Green, NPR News, Washington.